once again, as we start another edition, an hour of America Tonight, what are we talking about? The economy, stupid. Yeah, what is the top issue this election? I just saw yet another poll about that. And, of course, they list the obvious things. Immigration, health care, jobs, the role of government, taxes, standard of living, environment, education. You know, it comes down to the same thing. Throw it in the money pot. Lack of money, overtaxation, too much government, too much spending, leading to massive problems that include a misunderstanding, confusion, and scratching our head over health care and how much we're paying for it. Everybody I've talked to has complained to me about their premiums and how much they've gone up. So what gives? The answer is we need something to give. This is what Americans care about. Forget even that it's an election year. This is the thing that eats away at all of us. And ultimately, it affects relationships with families because the stress is so high and people are working too many jobs because they're underemployed. I mean, we could go on and on. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I promise we've got some fun stuff. We've got a daily salute coming up in this hour. Also, we're going to talk about losing weight. You know, we've really done a good job, I think, this year in talking to all kinds of different people about aspects of losing weight or food you can eat or how do you do it, how do you get healthy, because so many people end up in situations where they're heart attacks waiting to happen, and that's scary when you're young, when you're in your 30s, 40s, and barely in your 50s. This is becoming just crazily all too common, and it goes back to the food thing and figuring out ways where you can still eat some of the food that we know isn't great for us, but there's a way to get a little bit healthier, right, in between. So we're going to talk to a man who knows all about that, Dr. Stubbs, over in England. They've developed their own sort of magic elixir, if you will, through an organization called Slimming World. It's like our Weight Watchers. And I think they're coming up with some of the same things we're coming up with. Online support, spreading out the calories. The people that I know that seem to be the healthiest or can eat a slice of pizza or eat something crummy, a bowl of ice cream, are the people who graze during the day. So they're not pounding, they're not missing meals and then pounding down one big meal. All right, some people are going to feel like they've gotten pounded when they realize what's now happened with this payroll tax extension compromise, because that's what's happening in Washington. That's really the big news, I think, the buzz that will affect you in your backyards, because the payroll tax cut does affect you. Whether you really honestly don't care about all the politics, know that it's going to cost us in the end, but geez, you need that 30, 40 bucks in the check, so you don't want it to go away because you're not really prepared for it to go away. Or you realize, how are we paying for this? Our deficit, what is our deficit going to be at? Are we going to find ourselves in a situation where we're talking 17, 18, 19, 20 trillion before we know it? I mean, now those numbers aren't ridiculously exaggerated numbers just to pound the president. This is the direction that we're seriously headed in. But right now, there is a compromise, and it's a compromise that if we were to break it down, the full effects of the deficit, if we were to break it down to our individual households, just for us, just for one person in the entire time that the president has been in office, so we got, what, 300 million people, it works out to over $17,000 a person, or about $70,000 for a family of four. What somehow we miss, and I guess it's because we don't really see it in our mind's eye, is that we are paying for this. We're paying for it with our tax dollars. So the payroll extension, where you think you're actually getting something that's helpful, is down the line crushing us with this massive amount of a deficit. And it's I think it's gotten to the point where we just, people just don't even want to hear it anymore. We get it. So $17,000, think of it that way. You are right now listening to me, folks, $17,000 short, or $70,000 if you've got a household of four. So this hasn't happened yet, but it looks like they have a deal in the works. It's bipartisan. House Speaker John Boehner is ducking for cover because everything that the Republicans said they weren't going to do, they ended up doing it. They collapsed to the pressure. The president is excited about it, and he's going to tell you why.
You'll lose about $40 out of every paycheck if Congress does not act. And that can't happen. Not now. Pass this middle-class tax cut. Pass the extension of unemployment insurance. Do it before it's too late, and I will sign it right away.
All right, so there you go. It will become a reality. If there is a deal on the table, which this is what's been announced, that, okay, we've got this deal. We've got a tentative payroll tax cut pact. Something could happen to change it, but it's not looking that way. If that's the case, then this gets voted in. Boom. You get it. You understand what the number means. You get a little bit of relief for 10 months, but look out after that. Where are we headed? Where are we headed? Something that we don't want to do, I think, as a country is not be cautious when we announce big reductions like 80% of a disarmament with our nuclear arsenal. I'm not pro-nukes, let's blow everyone up, I got my finger on the button, at all. That's not what I'm saying. They haven't made a final decision, but they're considering three options for lower numbers of deployed strategic nuclear weapons, cutting 1,000 to 1,100, 700 to 800, 300 to 400, depending. This is just what's being talked about. If we have a level of 300 deployed strategic nuclear weapons, that would take us back to levels that we haven't been in since 1950. That's when we were ramping up as a nation, production in an arms race with the Russians. That's why. So we were at one point above 12,000. That would be in the 80s, in the late 80s. And then we dropped below 5,000 in 2003. The president, this president, has often said he wants to get lower levels of nuclear weapons. But specific options for these cuts have been under wraps. Now it's out there. It's on the table. And the White House National Security Council is saying that the Pentagon hasn't presented yet to the president, but they're developing these plans and looking at alternative approaches. So here's the thing. If they make these weapon reductions, is it going to end up with a new round of negotiations with Russia where you're going to have cuts deployed in weapons, or what's going to happen there? We're going to have some kind of a new treaty. How much do you trust our enemies? Because let's face it, we've got allies and we still have enemies. Absolutely. Hang with us. Coming up, Dr. Stubbs talking about how you can lose weight by changing a few little things. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. In this edition of For Your Health, I mean, come on, now it's been, what, over a month and a half? How are you doing on your resolutions? We know weight loss is the number one thing. So many people saying they were trying to get rid of that Buddha belly. Well, Dr. James Stubbs joins us now. He's a research specialist for Slimming World. You say you know Slimming World or you don't know what Slimming World is. We're going to tell you all about it. Note the accent. He's British. What is it that the Brits know that we don't seem to grasp about losing weight? That's a loaded question. Dr. Stubbs, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Well, I think one of the things that we really know now in the UK is that we're living so fast these days. We're much less active. We drive everywhere. We're so engaged with entertainment media, and we spend less recreational time outdoors. Our lives are busy and stressful. We've got no time to plan our food. Our food's constantly on the go, fast food, packed and prepared, or restaurant food, and we don't really know what's in it. We know that the solution is that we need to have a more nutritious diet. We need to have more activity in our lives, and we need to manage that stress, which can derail our best intentions, as you just said, at developing healthy habits. The problem is that we don't seem to know how to get this into our lives. And what we've learned in the UK is it's about navigation, engagement, and support. A lot of people say they'd love to lose weight, but I just love my food too much, or I'm too busy, or I'm too stressed. And we think that you can love your food and lose weight and still enjoy what you eat.
So how do you give us a couple of things that you have found and that are really working and you attribute to the, and obviously you just told us some of them, but to the great success that you're having with Slimming World, in fact, bringing it from England to the United States. So the secret in a way, the genie in the bottle has certainly gotten out. We do, it's all the things you just said, doctor, the thing about being so stressed and not having time. So what's the solution to time?
I think one of the big solutions to time is that you need to look at what you're eating. There's a huge range of groceries out there that you can eat that are really filling and low in calories, such as fruit and vegetables, rice, potatoes, pasta and lean meat. And all these foods are going to fill you up. You won't feel hungry and you won't feel deprived. And because those foods make you fuller, you'll eat less of the stuff that's not so good for your weight control. But what you need is a plan that will help you get this into your life and that you can use as a coach and mentor to make those healthy choices and make them an actual part of your life. So in terms of time, stress management, and physical activity, it's to some extent about making the time, but it's also about using resources out there that can help you fit it into your life.
Yeah, and so it is a little bit of planning. I mean, you have to do some planning.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I think what you need to know is what are the power foods, the good foods, that kind of thing too, because it's just like with me, Doc, if you spent a week with me and you told me, and I like all kinds of different foods, crummy foods, foods that are, I'm sure, really, really super good for me, but in a way, I don't really know them. I've had to navigate that world. So that's what you're saying, what Slimming World does. You navigate it for us and tell
that's
us, okay, listen.
Right. It's not about fatty foods. It's not about pre-prepared foods. It's about having wholesome, regular groceries, which are, they're satiating, they satisfy your appetite, and foods which are very balanced from a nutritional perspective. So it's all of the regular fruits, vegetables, rice, potatoes, pasta foods. And then what we do is we help you understand how to make those foods into delicious tasting recipes that you can actually share with your family and that you can learn to integrate into your life. But it does involve some degree of planning, and it involves actually learning to go back to basics and doing some of the cooking yourselves as well, which is something we've moved away from with the fast food phenomenon and the restaurant takeaway phenomenon.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is, and I noticed this from your list, and talking about you can eat, you know, plenty of the healthy stuff, the vegetables, the lean meats, the pasta without the heavy sauces. So the good news is you can have pasta. It's just how you prepare it, right?
That's absolutely right. Because a lot of the time when we get these foods in prepackaged forms, they've got a lot of fat and they've got a lot of sugars in there. We can't do anything about that because it's already prepackaged, but you can actually make that food in a very delicious way without all of the bad bits in there in the first place. It's not that we're saying don't eat foods which you don't really enjoy, but save them for those special occasions and make the good foods your full diet.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, it's about integrating physical activity into your lifestyle and managing the stress in our life, which has become so prevalent at the time.
No, I so agree with you there. You know what the problem is? And I bet you don't have this, Dr. Stubbs, but I'm definitely a victim of this. We want to be so organized. Sometimes we're too organized, and we have these long lists, and we become list people, and we feel like we have to cross the items off our list, or we're just not accomplishing anything.
That's right. We've become extremely focused on achieving tasks, and we've become very busy but not very active. We're very frantic and we're very stressed, but we don't give ourselves the time to go out anymore and the time to plan and cook food, the time out and about and engage in those kind of activities that we should be doing with our families, and the time to actually relax, rest, and de-stress.
Yeah, boy, that is so true. Well, I can imagine in your position, it is in a way all about results. And I bet you have some great stories. A lot of people losing weight on Slimming World, right?
We have some fantastic stories. We've got some people have completely changed their lives. They've changed their careers. Some people with Slimming World have lost over half their weight.
Oof. Half their weight. And this is men and women, correct?
Men and women. And these are life-transforming events. You can imagine. Their whole life was before they couldn't go out, they couldn't do things with their families. Suddenly, a whole new life back. They can shop, they can go out with their families, they go ballooning, they go parachuting, a whole variety of different activities that was there again. And it's literally getting your life back again. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And one thing that you just started doing, too, because of talking about people being busy and how do you try to get the word out to the masses, you're doing the online thing. And I mentioned this. If you give me the roadmap, I'm good at following the map, but I need the map. And you've got a whole bunch of recipes. Is that right on your online thing?
That's partly right. What it actually is an online program, and it takes the best of our 40 years of experience. It's got a whole bunch of 600 searchable recipes. It's got suggestions and meal plans, and it tells you not just the recipes, but what to do with them and how to plan out your menus for a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. On top of that, there's a tailored physical activity program specifically for people who want to lose weight. And that's really important because a lot of activity programs are designed for people who don't just want to lose weight, but get down to the gym and burn yourself out before you've got to the point where you can actually start to engage. So this is very gentle steps in a gradual way to get physical activity to be a part of your life for the rest of your life. On top of that, we've got the best behavior change tools, and we've got a very compassionate, empathic, understanding approach. And that's really important when you get stressed about your weight.
Boy, that is so true. It's so true. Because we just mentioned this, the thing about results. And when you don't get, I mean, let's face it, we all want immediate results. So if you tell me, if Kate, if you do this for 3 days, you will lose 20 pounds. You bet I'm going to do it. If I have to stand on my head, you tell me, stand on your head for 3 days. But that's just not how it works. And I gather from what we're talking about, the thing about Slimming World is you're trying to teach lifetime habits.
That's right. And part of learning those lifetime habits is coping with the times when it doesn't quite go so well, because people are stressed and they get upset if they don't get the results that they want. And then they look for comfort. And where is the first place you're going to find comfort? It's going to be food. And so you can get into a vicious spiral which undoes all of your best intentions. And one of the things we specialize at Slimming World is a caring, empathic approach which helps people cope the times that don't go so well as those times that go really well. And that's really important for long-term success.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, enjoy your time in the U.S., and we'll tell everyone you can check it out. A lot of things that the doctor and I were just talking about, go to online.slimmingworldusa.com.
That's
right. Brits trying to help us over here across the pond. Thanks, Dr. Stubbs.
Thank you very much indeed.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orticillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We've got too much to hide.
Ah, the issue of China. We're going to talk about that coming up here in this segment of Odds and Ends with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Thanks for listening to the program. If you've just joined us for the first time, we appreciate it. And everybody else, a big shout out. As you might be right now, one eye open, maybe an eye and a half, because you're filled with sugar. We just were talking about losing weight. But I'm sorry, a lot of people will dump out on that weight loss thing when it comes to eating candy for Valentine's Day, besides Halloween. It has to be the second biggest one. For kids, for sure it is. But I think for adults, you get to be naughty on Valentine's Day in the sense of eating bad food. You know, you go out to eat or you get the things that are that you shouldn't be pounding down. It just happens. It happens. And then the days after Valentine's Day, candy goes on sale and people can't help themselves when they go to the supermarket. I was in the supermarket today and I was thinking, really, is Valentine's Day that big of a deal for that many people? I realize if you go to a card store, you're in malls, or you look at advertisements, but I couldn't believe it. I went to the grocery, and some of you go to A&P's, or you go to Kroger's, or you go to Tom Thumb's, or Piggly Wiggly's, or whatever your grocery store. I love grocery store chains, too. It's fascinating because they're all set up so differently, or Whole Foods. But you go in, and you are bombarded by Valentine's Day. I couldn't believe the amount of people picking over the cards, the flowers, the candy, the stuffed animals. I mean, it was like a run. It was like there was a run on the store when I went in. If everybody, that was it. We're getting it. We're going to the grocery store, and we're getting our Valentine's Day stuff, period. End of story. So I think we all broke that rule. So coming up, we're going to talk about China in a second, which has nothing to do with Valentine's Day. But I feel compelled, because I don't want you to tune in and think, oh, all she does is whine. All she does is get on her soapbox. We're going to start to mix in more of my daily salute. It's just something that you look at. And I always invite people out there, if you've got somebody you want to recognize, they did something cool in your neighborhood that's worthwhile, send it to me. Send it to America Tonight, net. As a matter of fact, we're going to check the mailbox at the tail end of this hour. We were promising to do it earlier, but we didn't get to it, so we're going to do it this hour. So the Daily Salute, before we dive into Red Dragon, before we go there, how about this? Does anyone ever watch, one of my favorite movies is, and I know it's an exaggerated, crazy thing, you know, parody, sarcasm, all wrapped into one, but Best in Show is just a hilarious movie. This is serious stuff, though, when you talk to anyone who's ever participated in a Westminster Kennel Club. It's just the creme de la creme of dog shows. So how about a Pekingese winning the top dog at the show? And it's the first one since 1990. Mulcahy is the fourth one to ever win. And, I mean, a pretty cool-looking dog, I have to say. Mm-hmm. If you like those bobbing pom-poms, you know exactly what I mean. If you've ever seen a Pekingese, they're cute little dogs. I think we're in the era of the little dogs. I have a big dog. I had to think about it for a second because I just think of him by his name, Mahalo. But I have a golden retriever, and many of you helped me. People have been listening to the show for a long time. I asked people about dog breeds. I knew nothing about dogs, and everybody came up with different dogs that they loved. But I just, little dogs are cute, but I wasn't a little dog person. So I have this, I have a horse who's in good shape, but you could saddle him. Nothing like the Pekingese who could ride on Mahalo's back. But it's a cute dog. Really cute little dog. So he beat out a Dalmatian, German Shepherd, Doberman Pinscher, Irish Setter, a Kerry Blue Terrier, and a Dachshund. They have this big deal at Madison Square Garden. Yeah. And for the people who participate in it, like I said, that's why Best in Show, the movie, is so funny, because it is serious stuff. How serious is it? You had dogs that were wearing Vera Wang. I'm sorry, when you start to interview people and their dog is wearing Vera Wang, I don't know, am I missing something here? Poor Mahalo. He doesn't even get a crummy old little sweater. Whatever his coat looks like, that's what he gets. It's like the expression man's man? He is a man dog. He's not putting foofy hats on. He's not wearing things around his body. No. You couldn't even get it on if you wanted to try to pull it on to Mahalo. All right, so we move from dogs in our Daily Salute, because cool, it's fun, Pekingese, instead of, you always give it to a person or something that somebody's done. But I think it was worthy to recognize the Pekingese. We're going to move to China and the question of China. And now, while China's got a new president, and there's lots of talk about what's that relationship going to be like with Xi Jinping, the idea is this is the time to hit them hard and shake them down and tell them, we're not going to take this anymore. Listen, if you're going to devalue your currency, and if you're going to dig your heels in the sand and topple what we have going on in the United States, in other words, yeah, we need some cooperation here with China. The president hasn't had a lot of tough words for that government when it comes to human rights issues and whatnot. I mean, maybe, but not to the point that you're seeing now. So how much weight will the words carry? The problem is, and we all know this problem, that our debt is carried by the Chinese. Every time we get into these problems and we're disastrously borrowing money, guess who's got the balance of it and a big chunk of it anyway with the bonds, and that would be China. So we can only cross swords with China so much. At least that's what's been coming out of Washington. So to hear tough talk leveled at China is interesting. This is a big twist in welcoming the new heir apparent as I said, Xi Jinping is now going to be in place in China. So out of Washington, by doing that, and there was a visit apparently at the White House, the aides of Obama say that there's all kinds of issues that are going to be on the table, and we've got these differences over Syria, Iran, economic things that hang in the balance that I just mentioned, human rights. There's a whole bunch of things. So the VP was trotted out, and he had this to say, Joe Biden, about some of the competition between the U.S. and that country.
The need to rebalance the global economy, to protect intellectual property rights and trade secrets, to address China's undervalued exchange rate, to level the competitive playing field, to prevent the forced transfer of technology.
Forced transfer of technology. So what's interesting in this meeting, it was with just not just the president, but the vice president, Joe Biden, and they are doing the normal diplomatic thing that you do, the rhetoric that comes out of there. So Xi Jin is slated to become the Chinese Communist Party leader in the fall and president in 2013. This visit to Washington is the first look at the guy who will be the leader of the nation with the most population in the coming decade, with probably the biggest military and economic growth. They're on fire right now, on fire. It's interesting. You think of China, it's a communist country, absolutely. But how do you have a communist country and you have people that are filthy rich? You have a lot of Chinese people with economic power that are driving around in Mercedes, have a big chunk of wealth. So it's an interesting kind of communism. So Xi Jinping is going to be in Washington. He's going to travel to Iowa. That's where he's going to meet the people who hosted him when he visited that state as an official back in 1985 in a study tour. Then he goes to L.A. to meet more business leaders. So how he takes over and what his vision is will be interesting. The yuan, which is the currency of China, has gained a little against the dollar in the past year and a half, but is really undervalued, and that boosts the exports that still drive the economy of that country, still drive it. There's problems with intellectual property. That's the reference to technology and stuff. And especially the currency, that is big. Very, very big. China is eclipsing Japan as the second largest economy. The military, as I said, is a serious challenge to be to our predominance in the Western Pacific. Absolutely, especially as we're cutting back. China has to be, you have to keep China close no matter what. So probably smart to have these meetings with Xi Jinping, who, by the way, speaks, I hear, pretty good English. All right, I'll meet you in a few. We're going to run down to the mailroom, open it up, and check your mail next.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled B-I-O-M-A-T-S. MATS.com or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And some snow for Romania, all wrapped into one email we got. So, without further ado, let's head down to the mailroom. I know I stopped to chat with some people, but I'm making my way there.
The mail! The mail is here! Woo!
Homer even beat me to the mailroom. Oh, I'm slow. Too much candy, and I was doing so good running in the morning and everything. I hate Valentine's Day. It just knocks you off your game. All right, here's the first one we got. This was from Jake in Austin. He said, Kate, did you notice what's going on with the quake and the snow in Romania? Wow, 6.0 off of the Oregon coast. They had to feel that, right? You know, usually when you get to 7 is when it rocks your world. But, yes, you can feel a 6.0. That's a jolt. It was at 150 miles, though, off the coast. And that's why I kind of looked at it and I said, yeah, they might have felt it, but they wouldn't have had much damage. They couldn't have had much damage. And the Coos County Sheriff's Office was asked, hey, did anybody call? Was there damage? Was there anybody hurt? Anything like this? Nope. No damage reported. Nobody said they felt anything. It's not large enough to produce a tsunami because you worry about that. And, it didn't happen. So there's the good news. I always think the people that live on the West Coast, and because I did live in California, it's this thing that you live with. It's like the buzz that's in the background of your life. you know, where, yes, we could have the big one. Yes, we know earthquakes are a reality in and along the San Andreas Fault and other spots on the West Coast, but we're earthquake prepared. It's hard to get earthquake prepared, but what you have to do is, and I did it when I lived there, because I asked people, what does that mean? What it meant was, I have a bunch of water in the trunk, like a blanket and some clothes, and that's it. It means you jump in your car, pray that the road hasn't buckled, it isn't the big one, and you can get out of Dodge and get out of the way of what's happening. So that's what you live with. You just know and you just get yourself prepared. 15 feet of snow is pretty tough to get prepared for. I think it would be very cool. I have to admit, it'd be very cool to see it, though. I saw a picture of it, and it was like being in a giant tunnel. Sadly, though, what happens is, think about the freezing temperatures, what that does. Electricity, and you're talking about some isolated areas in Romania, Moldova, Albania, and Kosovo. Just went, a power plant there just went dark, but cool ice sculptures. I mean, that is a harsh winter when you're talking about that amount of snow. We whine about some of the snow we get here in the States. You're listening to me, guys, and you have to shovel. You're listening to me in Minnesota or Illinois or North Dakota. You know what it's like in North Dakota. How about where we lived for a little bit when I was a kid, Kalamazoo, Michigan? All my buddies in Kalamazoo, Michigan, you know, you can get some bad snowstorms, but nothing like that. They say that the what happened is the energy workers were trying to break the ice that just surrounded, you know, strangling the main power station. And steam from the plant's vents coated the pipes and buildings with ice and snow. And it looked like objects that were done on purpose that looked like artwork. The pictures are just too cool for words. I mean, really. But, oh, to have to dig out of that, oh, I don't know. I've been through two nor'easters, and that was enough for me. And it wasn't 15 feet of snow, just but constantly snowing. And all you can do to get in front of that, as many of you know, is you gotta keep going out. You gotta dig. You gotta hustle. You got to go out every couple of hours and try to stay in front of it, because you'll never, trying to dig out of that in the end, that's what they're doing in those places I mentioned in Romania. You just, how do you do it? You can't keep up with it. All right, this is a crazy story, but it fits into the mailbag. And I got an email from Ed, who said he was watching MSNBC and happened to see this story. Ed says, "Hello, America, tonight. I know sometimes you do some of the funny, lighter things, and I happened to see this on MSNBC about a school where they're charging students $5 for a couple of different things that they're not supposed to do, like violating the dress code or chewing gum or even being 3 minutes late to class," I think is what they said. What do you think? Is this a good way to teach students to be responsible? Well, let's see. That is an interesting question. If you get fined $5 for chewing gum or the dress thing or late or any of that, you collect the money, and then what do you do with the money? Donate it somewhere? Or somebody at the school gets it, teachers get it. What do they do with the money? I don't know what they do with the money. But it's a charter school network in Chicago that's doing it. I think that's what he's referring to. And yeah, why not? If the parents don't care and they say that this works, then enforce it. $5 for the, if you say no chewing gum, then no chewing gum, right? You have to be able though to monitor that correctly. You have to be able to monitor it correctly. Otherwise, you get in a situation where some people are getting away with it and others aren't. So if it's the law of the land at these charter schools, then they have to, I think they have to stick with it. I, I mean, you have to, because you can't cherry pick who's going to be fined and who's not going to be fined. And I started to think about that, and I went to public school and private school, and I was so excited when I went to public school. You can all relate to this. Why? Because at the time, we could get away with murder. So, not that I was a bad kid, but I wasn't, it wasn't massive discipline raining down on our heads. There was no $5 fines for some of the things that went on. Chewing gum, no. People chewed gum. We didn't have that. I think that's probably good, though. If you have to have some sort of responsibility. I think what they should put in schools is real world applications. So you learn how to grow crops, you learn how to do, you learn about selling, you learn about investing money. I think they should focus on those kind of things, though. To me, that would be worthwhile. All right, here's one from Cindy who says, shocking some of the things that we see coming out of Syria. Sad, people with their heads blown off, bodies in the street. Not that I care so much, to be honest, as to what's going on in the Middle East, because I'm tired of all of our money being dumped into the sand. But I got to say, I do feel a little twinge of sorrow for those folks, and they don't have oil. So why isn't anyone paying attention? Because it's not about oil. Yeah, this, you know, after coming to the rescue or coming to the aid of Libya, jumping into the fray a little bit in Egypt, and now Syria has been going on for a while now, and you had the government just opening fire on people in Hama, one of the towns. I mean, how terrifying is that? I mean, it's flat-out civil war. It is flat-out war. Syria is absolutely under siege. They have some safe houses where people are, it's ridiculous. They're hiding under trap doors and whatnot for fear if they step out into the open, they know it. There's a good chance that they'll be blasted by a tank that's going up and down the streets. So it is sad to watch that, but we've already dumped so much money into Iraq, into Afghanistan. This is not the U.S.'s job to police or fight what's happening in Syria. It just isn't.